cannot help but think about Peter being in his late 60s, which in the first century would have been quite a ripe old age. Actually, until recent times, being 68 would have been quite a feat, in, even in our own society. Nearly half his life has been spent basically on the road, miles from his home. At the time the letter, the second letter of Peter is written, at the earliest, Peter would have probably been in Rome. And as he says so in his letter, he sees his death nearing him. Now, as we see in some of Paul's letters, as we see in this letter, a person who realizes that, unlike early in their ministry after Jesus' resurrection and ascension, where they were expecting Jesus to show up any day now, Peter is realizing that the church is going to probably have to go on without him. And he is looking around him and he is seeing all sorts of other people showing up. You know, because as it often happens, it isn't the outside enemy that's the problem. It's the good people inside that sometimes create the bigger problem. And he wants to make sure they have the message. This understanding that the gospel that they are teaching is the true gospel. And so Peter brings up the transfiguration, which we call, at least that's what we call it now, that time in which he stood upon the mount. Here he is some 30-some years later, over his half of his life, has been on the road, half a lifetime ago, thinking about that moment on top of the mountain, and seeing Jesus in his glory and making it clear to those people of the early church that they witnessed, that they know what they are talking about when they talk about Jesus Christ, and to not be led astray. Now, today we have one of those times where the Feast of the Transfiguration actually falls on a Sunday. And it is one of three feast days outside of such as Christmas. All Sundays of the year are feasts of our Lord Jesus Christ. In addition to the dates listed above, only the following feast appointed on fixed days take precedence of a Sunday: the Holy Name, the Presentation, and the Transfiguration. And so today we celebrate the Transfiguration because it falls on Sunday. And it's a kind of a unique holy day because in some ways we celebrate it twice, because it is also the reading we have on our last Sunday of Epiphany. And that's why later on you'll see an Epiphany hymn. And it's one of those, it is the main time where Jesus reveals his true nature. He shows himself to a selected few who he truly is. When he enters the mount to pray with Peter and the brothers James and John, which isn't unusual for Christ, we hear about him taking off to places like the mount all the time for times of quiet prayer. But this time it's different because here Peter and the brothers see Jesus for who he truly is. And not only do they see him in his fullness, he's accompanied by Moses and Elijah, two of the greatest persons in the Hebrew faith. And though these three men follow Jesus, proclaiming him Messiah, here before them, they see that it is true. They see Christ in his fullness. And they're overwhelmed. I can't imagine anyone seeing this and not be overwhelmed. Now, at this time, we often hear people give Peter a hard time for his brashness, for popping up and talking about building 3 houses and how he didn't know what he was talking about. But I often look at Peter and I think to myself, well, they were all standing there amazed. Well, John and James were viewing this mouth agape. Peter's the only one who remembers his manners. Peter is the one who sees Christ. He sees Moses. He sees Elijah. And though he's overwhelmed, he offers them hospitality. What else should you do when faced with Christ but to offer Christ hospitality? And I think about us as we go into the world and as we meet other people, as we look for the face of Christ in our brothers and sisters, how we too are called to reach out and to offer them hospitality. Now, as I said, today is one of the most holiest days in the church year. However, it's been kind of forgotten over the time. Often when you try to do a transfiguration celebration other days of the week, you end up with the priest and the organist by themselves. And I think it's kind of sad, and maybe it's because it's one of those few holidays Hallmark hasn't figured out how to market yet. You know, Transfiguration is also kind of a difficult day because you can think to yourself, you know, at least with Christmas, you can celebrate this little baby. At least on Easter, you know, you have this big celebration of Jesus is risen. But what do you do on a day when Jesus is just Jesus? And I think back to Peter. You invite him in. My brothers and sisters, our church does a lot to feed people. You know, we're not a very big congregation. We may not have a lot of resources. But we do our best, I think, to help out others. When we see the face of Christ, whether it's in our veterans, whether it's the people in Mastic Beach, you know, when we do the meal there, we do our best to bring hospitality. And I think that's one of the things that we always have to remember on Sundays as well. When we see the newcomer, when we see the person we haven't seen for a while, is to reach out. Now, few of us, at least in our lifetime, if ever, will probably experience what Peter did that day. Yet, we experience Christ one way or the other each day of our lives. Some days we probably do a better job of recognizing it than others. Some days we probably do a better job of reacting to it than others. But I hope as you go out into the world today, as you leave the church, you bring that sense of hospitality with you. And in some small way, reach out to your sisters, your brothers who are in need, who are strangers, or just because they're there. As I said, Christ shows himself all the time. We just have to look. We just have to acknowledge it.